you can't face the general public.
No, I literally couldn't face you.
Oh. Ouch. Okay.
I couldn't show, like, the laptop to you or anything like that.
No. There's so many cops out right now. Like, that is literally, like, the 8th police officer that is, or, like, 8th.
Cop? 12? Popo?
Car.
Whatever you
want. I was going to say cop car, but I said police officer, as if they're on foot.
I mean, they could be.
Yeah. There's nowhere in Tampa that you could be running after people on foot, in my opinion, I don't think.
On horseback, you can. Have you seen the horse, please?
No. In Tampa? Like,
yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Why?
They ride around horses. You've never seen those?
Well, why? Where?
You know, what? Gas? Emissions? I don't know.
It's saving gas?
Well, you know, whenever you drive a car, the exhaust, like I'm doing right now in my car.
Yes, but are they green like that?
I think they're trying to be.
They don't actually care. That's fine, though. I've never actually seen a cop. Well, maybe Gasparilla. Don't they have, like, beer horses?
Beer horses?
With cops? No.
The fuck is a beer whore?
The you know.
I wish I did.
The Bush.
How about like the dogs that
the
have like
Bud
the little
Light, Budweiser, cat, the horses.
Oh, the big ass ones that have like the
yeah.
No, that's
where are those at?
Not here.
They're in Tampa.
They're at Busch Gardens.
Oh, I don't think they are anymore.
They're extinct.
I basically just told an entire story about something that doesn't exist. No one can see it.
Anywho, let's just get on with this podcast, all right? So last week, I went on a date. I went on a date last week, and it was with someone I was talking to. And, you know, I was like, okay, you know, not super interested in this person, but, like, I'll give it a shot. You know, we were talking for a little bit. You know, some personal stuff came up, so, like, kind of stopped talking to her a little bit, but then I came back and I just started work, and I was, you know, just things weren't really lining up, but like also I was like, you know, I'll give it a shot, maybe this could, like, it's a cool experience, you know, I can meet a new person, or like maybe something like interesting is gonna happen and I can just share it on the podcast or whatever. So I go on the date last Thursday, I think. Yeah, I think it was last Thursday, or was it last Tuesday? Because we wanted to record, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to let you, or I'm not going to deny, I'm not going to cock-block you.
Oh, yeah, I said I'm not going to cock-block you. Then Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Tuesday. And I was like, okay, well, like I said, I just didn't have, like, any intention of this girl. I was like, man, like, I'm not feeling her right now. Like, she was kind of funny, not really. It seemed forced, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me just go see what everything's about. Maybe I'll come back with content for the podcast. And I hated that feeling, like, where I'm like, damn, I'm just going on this date. This girl probably likes me, wants to kind of explore, like, more or whatever, but I'm like, nah, I'm not really in the headspace for that, but I'm going to go just for content for this podcast. Maybe, like, something funny was going to happen that I can comment. Like, the cat person where I almost died, you know? What?
Do you think, like...
No.
Okay.
No, okay, so anywho, I go on this date. We go to Shogun Sushi.
Ew.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So I'm not.
Not ew. That's just a weird sushi place to go on a date.
I will say, yeah. And this is how kind of interested I was, where I was like, please just plan this date. Like, I don't.
You say romance is dead.
I was like, where do you want to go? I was like, where do you want to go? Like, what do you want to do? And she was like, oh, like, what are you feeling? I was like, literally anything. I'm a garbage can. You, like, put food
in
front of me?
We'll eat anything.
We'll eat anything. Like, if you put food right in front of me, unless it's tomatoes, like, just raw, regular tomatoes, probably won't eat it. But, like, anything else, I'll probably, you know.
Yeah.
So, I was like, literally anything. You can pick, like, your favorite place. I'll probably like it. And we, for a little bit, we were talking about Korean barbecue.
Ugh.
See, I've never had Korean barbecue, but I'm so infatuated with, like, the experience where you get, like, the meat and you have to, like, cook it and you do, like, all the vegetables.
Like Melting Pot?
I've never been to Melting Pot either.
It is a waste of money. It's literally, why am I paying to cook my own food at a restaurant?
Well, have you been to Black Rock?
Yeah, and I
felt the same. I love BlackRock.
Why the hell am I paying somebody else to use their utilities? Why not just use my own utilities and buy my own food?
Well, see here, I'm a very picky steak person, so like I cook my steak to my liking. That's why I like it.
Then why don't you just stay home?
Because someone else's steak is better.
Right.
It's weird.
Why, you say somewhere else as if you yourself are going out cutting those steaks fresh.
Well, the steaks that my parents get from the supermarket, from Publix,
not Publix,
are ass. I'm not gonna lie with you. They get like the thin steaks or whatever, and I'm like, what is this?
They're hitting you with that 6 ounce sirloin when you're trying to get a filet.
Yeah, and so like, you know, Black Rock, I can get that and, you know, cook it up in my liking. They give you that like rock sauce that's pretty good, whatever. Anywho, though, I really wanted a Korean barbecue. I thought she was going to say Korean barbecue because she mentioned this place. Little shout out, Nine Spices, stuff like that. There's a Nine Spices by the Causeway or whatever.
What is it?
Nine Spices, Korean barbecue. Nine Spices. They're getting a lot of promotion in this podcast.
No, really?
Anywho, so, you know, I was hoping she would say that. She didn't. She suggested Shoguns, which is literally maybe like 5 minutes away from my house, if that. And I was like, whatever. You know, I'm not a huge sushi person, but I'll eat it. I have no problem with it. I'm starting to like avocados now and, you know, different stuff like that. So, you know, it wasn't bad. We get there. I'm waiting in the parking lot a little bit because I'm like, all right, like, I just want to meet this person before I go in, all that kind of stuff. And so she parks, get out, and we walk up. It was normal. It was whatever. We did one of those weird, like, I leaned in for, like, a hug or whatever. She kind of, like, backed off, and then she like leaned in for like a hug, and then I was like, oh, okay, I guess. Oh. And it was awkward from the get-go. I was like, fuck, all right, what is this about to be? Am I about to waste like 2 hours of my life right here? And we get
yes,
in.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes.
And we sit down, and we're ordering, and usually I'm pretty good with just like social situations, I guess. So like, I don't have a problem meeting a new person, like going on these dates. I really don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
If anything, I enjoy it. But this person, like this girl, we sat down, made a little small talk, like, oh, do you go, like, you went to USF or do you go to USF, you know, all that. And like just different things, like, oh, what's your hobby, you know. And then we got handed the menus. We were like looking over. We had like a good 3 to 5 minutes of silence. And I'm like, okay. Like, I understand. Like, you know when it's going to be good when you can have that like silence and it's not awkward.
Yeah. And also, I feel like there's a very big difference between like, oh, this silence is kind of weird just because I don't really know this person. Yeah. Versus you're like, I literally cannot think of a single thing I want their opinion on or I want to talk to them about.
I couldn't think of anything. And what sucks is something that happened later in the podcast. Or in the...
Not the podcast! You just start recording. You said, hey, everybody, welcome back to the podcast.
Something that happened later in the date. And usually, for me, I don't like to talk to someone for a long time on text or whatever. Maybe call or like FaceTime or something I'll do, but like I don't like texting a lot and then going on a date because then I kind of lose that kind of conversation, you know. I already know like where you grew up. I already know yeah. that you go to USF. I already know what your hobbies are. I know what food you like. What else is there to talk about? It depends on the person because maybe someone might overshare, and so I can ask them about like their family that we FaceTimed about.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, a concert they went to or something like that they kind of mentioned. This girl, we talked about everything, literally sat there in silence, had no idea what to say. Because I was like, damn. She asked me everything. I asked her everything. What's going on?
Yeah. And like, I almost wish there was like a societally acceptable way to like, be like, okay, like 15 minutes into the day, be like, okay, I know that you're not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. Why don't we just cut our losses and go home?
I wish I could do that. And I even told one of my friends, Omar, I was like, hey, I think one of my biggest problems is like telling someone that like it ain't working, you know, kind of thing.
Do you ghost?
No. So I don't know if this is good or bad, but like what I try to do is
make them hate you?
Yeah, kind of. Like I don't want to... like, I don't make them hate me, but, like, just kind of, like, I'll be, like, blunt or, like, really short or something. And they'd be like, I'll ghost him instead. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
I would lie.
What do you mean you would lie?
I would either just ghost them or I would hit them with, like, a... Oh, yeah, I'm just, like, not in the space for a relationship right now.
Like the amount of times I've heard that where
it's I would just be like, you know, I really appreciate... Basically, like I'm turning down a job offer. Like, I appreciate the opportunity, I appreciate being considered, but I actually want no part of this.
I can't do that. My friend Omar, literally on the date, he'll be driving home and be like, nah, I wasn't really feeling it tonight. Our mutual interests don't really match up. Sorry. I'm like...
I kind of respect that, though.
I really respect that. Like, that's...
I feel like that would be a lot... Like, that would waste everyone's time a lot less.
It would. So, like, I don't want to be the asshole and, like, be like, hey, this ain't working. In case, like, they really like me kind of thing. But I've definitely gotten that, like, hey, I'm not ready for a relationship. I'm like, what is that even? Like, why are you here then? Why are you here then kind of thing? But, so, yeah, we're on this date. We order everything like that. We're asking the same questions, like, over... We were talking for, like, a week and a half, maybe. And, like, every day. We had, like... We didn't have a streak, but we were, like, talking every day on Snapchat. And so I was just, like... I've already asked, like, oh, where do you go to school? What are you majoring in? What's your favorite movie, your favorite show? All that kind of stuff. And there was literally nothing else to ask. So I made the mistake of... She said something, and I was like, oh, when's your birthday?
Oh, no.
And she was like, oh, it's in January. You don't remember? I was like, no, I don't remember. There's so much conversation that happened. You know, and also, this is like a week and a half.
And also, like, why would you remember some random bitch's birthday?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Truthfully, that you don't know.
But, like, she gave me one of those, like, it was in January. Like I had to, like, oh, I told you already kind of thing.
You talking to other bitches?
Like, literally something like that. Literally something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah. I remember that, like, now. Like, whatever. And it was just so awkward. It was probably the most awkward date I've ever been on. Yeah, it was even worse than the cat person. Like, the cat girl. That was... I would have rather done that, like, five times over than go on this date with this. Which I'm really hoping she's not going to listen. I doubt it, but let's just not post this on Instagram.
No, literally. I was going to say, what is the worst date you've ever been on?
Well, it was probably the cat.
Really?
Yeah, and then this one probably took the cake. Just because it's so, so awkward, and I hate awkward, like, people or scenarios. You know what I'm saying? I can understand, like, meeting a person for the first time and being kind of like, and then, like, the second time it's, like, really chill. I'm really good at that, by the way, to, like, try to make someone feel comfortable around me. Does that make sense? Oh.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. Like, I can get behind that. That, like, I don't know. I feel like having a bad date, it depends. Is it a bad date because, like, you just... don't mesh? Because, like, there's some people that, like, I've been on dates with that it's not necessarily, like, a god-awful date. Like, I'm not, like, texting Marissa or, like, Kate throughout it and being like, hey, I'd rather be dead right now. But, like, they're just...
I feel that.
Well, they're okay.
Before we get in that, should we intro this podcast?
Hey,
everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Today, we're going to be talking about relationship advice, relationship stories, different things like that. Me, I'm kind of in that dating age, you know, where I'm just trying to find out, you know, find that person, find the match. Madison's been through the ringer, but she found her person.
It did.
So maybe she can give some advice to me and anyone out there listening. A few things before we get into this podcast. Like I said, last week we have some news, and we are officially moving from one podcast host to another. We're moving to Anchor and Spotify, so that is a very big thing for us. Got a name? No? No thoughts running through that head right now? Okay. That's fine. The second thing is that we are switching our podcast upload from Wednesdays to Fridays now. So make sure that you turn on your notifications to be notified whenever we post on Fridays now, not Wednesdays.
So you can start your weekend off with us.
Exactly. You can take that Friday morning commute listening to our podcast. So without further ado, sit back, grab a drink, and enjoy the advice.
So, like, what do you think you're doing wrong? Like, what are you looking
for? I'm not doing anything. First off, this is going to sound really, really ignorant. Really ignorant. All
right.
Just whatever. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Oh.
Let me explain myself. Let me explain myself. So, for me, I've told all my friends this, that these dates that I've been going on and everything, super nice. Like, I love them because they're not only, like, helping me connect with new people and everything, but they're also helping me find out, like, what I want and, like, a relationship, everything like that. But also, they're making me more confident in talking to more people, not just women, but, like, just people in general, like my bosses, all that kind of stuff. So, like, right now, I have enough confidence to go up to someone and just, like, ask them whatever, or just not make it awkward or whatever. So I think I'm really, like, well trained now, I guess. Before, like, if you were to ask me this probably like a year or two ago, I would be like, yeah, I'm just this, that, whatever. But now I'm like, I kind of display my, like, I don't try to change or anything. Like, if they listen to Imagine Dragons, I listen to Imagine Dragons, but, like, not that much. But if it's, like, their favorite band, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I like this song, whatever, you know. But I'm not going to be like, oh, I love Imagine Dragons. Like, I listen to this song that I've never heard of. You know, just try to, like, appeal to them.
Okay.
I'll be myself. I'm like, nah, I listen to Khalid, like, Post Malone, that kind of stuff. But, so, it just made me more comfortable being, like, who I am. I'm not afraid to share that. If they don't like it, then that's on them. Obviously, it wasn't a match kind of thing.
Yeah.
If it's, like, you're going to let that kind of decipher, like, how you feel about me. So, personally, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, which I know sounds super ignorant and everything. So, go ahead. All the comments, just reel them in. I'm ready to hear them. I'm ready to hear. But,
like, if you don't think you're doing anything wrong, then you don't think you're doing anything wrong.
But I'm just, if people were to meet me in person, they'll find out that they're not, like, I'm not awkward.
Do you think... Because I have an answer.
Oh.
So I want to see if you answer correctly.
Oh, you know the answer.
Oh, I know. Well, this is my opinion, and it's probably correct. Do you think that you read, like, do you think that you get the bitches, like, do you think you get the girls when, like, you first text them, talk to them, or do you think you have to meet them in person? Like, do you think you read better over text or in person?
Oh, okay. I know. Okay. All right. So, I think personally, I do better in person. That's just who I am. I'm very, like, I could be laid back, but I'm also very energetic. I'm a good mix. I tell everyone, I'm a good mix of being introverted and extroverted. So that, no, I know you're going to say, I'm a good mix of introverted and extroversion. So, I can be relaxed, laid back, you know, have a chill night, listen to music, drive around, whatever. But I can also, as some people know, go out and party or whatever, drink, have a good time, all that kind of stuff. But for me personally, like, I would rather meet someone in person, like, kind of match with them, send a couple texts, you know, like a little banter text or whatever. If they have a certain jersey on, I'd be like, you can't have that on here, you know what I'm saying? Like, something like that. If they have, like, a, I don't know, if they just have, like, I'll try to create some sort of banter between us, and then get to know them a little bit, maybe get the numbers, the snap, whatever they feel comfortable with, and then just plan a date from there, and then they can really know, like, my personality, and, like, because I'm very big on, like, expressions, using my hands, like I am now, and just like kind of being like funny with my facial expressions and all that kind of stuff. So I prefer people to know me in person than on text, because text, you don't know how to read it too. Because that banter, if I send you some banter, you're gonna be like, wow, that was mean. Like, that was really mean. If you don't, if you're not that person, you know?
Right.
I think we talked about it a little bit in the Club 33 episode. But we're going real in depth now.
Because, like, don't take this the wrong way.
Okay, all right.
But, like,
you are the problem.
You are, like, the worst fucking texter. Like, oh, I can't imagine you getting anybody with any of that. Only because you just don't. There's no emojis. And, like, if people don't know you, like, if you text me something, like, okay, I literally don't give a fuck, or something, like, about something I say, I know you, so I know it's like, haha, that's funny, it's
exactly
a joke.
Yeah.
But you texting, like, all I imagine is you texting a girl, like, a girl being like, yeah, like, I took a test today, and you being like, okay, why the fuck do I care? And then be like, ha. Being like, damn, I just don't know why she didn't respond. That's crazy.
All right,
like,
wait, I'm not that mean.
Like, damn.
I'm not that mean, all right? Gosh, I do playful banter, all right? I don't, like, someone's like, oh my gosh, I just bought my new house. I'm like, oh,
stupid.
Okay.
Stupid.
All right, well, that doesn't concern me. Like, no, I'm not that mean. Like I said, you might have, like, in your profile picture or something like that, like, you might have, like, a Saints jersey on.
Are you one of those guys, like, if you say yes, I'm going to kick you right in the head. Oh. And maybe that's why you're not getting matches or, like, what? Dates fulfilled.
Oh.
Why?
That's a weird choice of words.
I couldn't think of what I was trying to say. Why would you, like, or are you one of those guys that, like, texts a girl and is like, you like the Saints? I saw that jersey. Name three players.
Oh, no.
Like,
No. I'll just, like, for instance, there was one girl that I matched with a long time ago, actually, and she had a Detroit Red Wings hockey jersey on, and I was, my first, like, thing, like, to start the conversation, I was like, you definitely cannot be wearing that around Tampa. I don't follow hockey. I don't know if Detroit Red Wings and the Tampa Bay Lightning are rivals. I just said that because, you know, you, like, yeah, usually...
Truthfully, talked out of my ass. To be honest.
I did, but, like, I knew, like, people in Tampa love the Lightning. And you, if you wear another jersey, you're not going to get greeted, like, lightly, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, you definitely can't wear that here, you know? And then that kind of starts the conversation. You're like, I can wear whatever I want, you know? Something like that kind of banter that goes.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can wear whatever I want. Or, like, that's fine. I can fight off the hordes or whatever, you know? So they kind of go with it. And that's, like, the conversation starter. That's, like, the play, yeah, like, the banter that I'm talking about kind of thing. I'm not like, oh, you're a Red Wings fan? Name three players. I don't know three players.
But you fucking name three players.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
So, you know.
I've, like, because I've been on some pretty bad dates. I've been on some really bad dates.
All right.
And I feel like, one of them in particular, this guy was, like, trying to quiz me on, like, anything I said I liked. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm a Yankees fan. Name three players.
Can you name three? I'm kidding.
And he'd be like, how many World Series do they have?
How many World Series?
27. Anyway, so, do you know that?
I better.
Yeah, really.
I better know.
But, like, guys like that also can die.
Oh.
But one of the worst dates I've ever been on is when I got taken to a drug deal. At a sketchy motel on Fletcher or Fowler, one of them.
Oh, you
and not only that,
tree.
Not only that, he took Xanax, and then he talked about his ex, and then somebody he knew that I just met that day took me home.
How did that even, like, transpire? Like, well, first off, where did you meet this person? Did you meet him on, like, Tinder?
No.
Oh, you met him, like,
I just knew.
IRL. All right, you met him. You knew that person.
All of the people that I've dated, I've met in real life, besides Tanner.
Okay.
But the Tinder dates that I've been on also, though, have been, like, weird. Like, I had one guy. It's not funny.
It is kind of funny, actually.
One guy literally showed up with, like, we went to a, first of all, he told me, we're going to go to a nice restaurant. Meet me in this, it was like a plaza where I used to live in Orlando. And he's like, meet me there, and then we'll walk around or do whatever. He brought me to Applebee's.
That is a quality establishment, ma'am. That is not a
quality establishment.
Ma'am, Applebee's Chili's.
The bees before 10, you don't give a fuck about that, girl.
Oh, what do they have? The three app thing or the...
No, the triple dipper and the 3 for $10 I would have been fine with at Chili's. But he brought me to the bees. And then, not only that, he wore, like, dirty basketball shorts and, like, a wife beater.
My boy had a game afterwards.
No, dead ass.
He said date at 10.
In the prison yard, maybe. I don't like...
Date at 10, game at 10:30. My boy was ready.
That boy was ready. He really was. And then he hit me with the... So, what are your aspirations?
He's a big-ass words, too. He knows what's going on. He's educated.
No, I just go, like... For what? Like, in school? Like, in life? And he just goes, yeah, I don't have many. And then there was no talking for 10 minutes.
Did he at least pay for your meal?
No.
Oh, damn. I at least... Oh, something about that... I'm sorry to do that. Sorry, something about the girl that I went on the date with last week?
Did she expect you to pay?
No, I was just being nice. I pay for everyone. Literally, I try to at least. If you're, like, even my friend, I'll pay, you know? But, like, this girl, thank God we didn't order a lot, you know? It was like $30. I got one roll. She got two. And I was like, the check came.
Are you one of those guys that's like, ew, if they eat more than me?
No. I ate something before, so I wasn't that hungry. If you can eat more, then, bro, you got me.
I got me. I don't know what to tell you.
You got me. I'm putting a ring on that finger.
No, right, as you should.
No. But the check came, they handed it on the table. Not even a flinch buyer. And it's like, I'm never going to let you pay. If I'm on a date with you, I'm not going to let you pay. But
at least
so...
Even if you're not, be like, oh my God, what? And then, like, pretend to reach for it. And then so they can be like, no, like, I got it. And like, you'll be like, oh, okay.
I'm not going to let you pay. Even if you try so hard to, like, pay, I'm not going to let you. You know, because, like, most of the time it's me. I think whoever initiates the date should pay.
Okay.
And most of the time it's me.
Yeah.
So I'll pay. And even on the first date, me just getting to know you, like, I'll pay. Whatever. Gentleman thing to do. So, yeah, the check comes. I go for it. Not even a flinch buyer. I'm like, okay, whatever. I can get past that. That's whatever. I pay for it. It's like $30. I'm fine with that, you know? Yankees don't pay me that much, but I'm fine with that. It's not like I didn't have a job for the past, like, 3-4 months.
But I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
It's not
worked out. Literally. I'm fine. Oh, after this whole date being so awkward and one of the worst things I've been on, I'm still, like, polite enough to pay and not be like, oh, separate, please. But
even
afterwards, we talk a little bit and then we get up and we leave. I get a hug. No thank you for the meal. Nothing. I'm like, all right.
Oh, she rude.
But, like, I'm not, like, looking for a thank you, but it's just to be nice.
But even if it's not an intention of dating, you just have manners.
Someone just bought you something.
Yeah, like you, just, yeah. Even if somebody buys me, like, a candy bar, I'm like, wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, exactly. I got nothing. And I got the most awkward little hug afterwards. I'm a very good hug giver, too.
Do you think...
I don't know if you agree with that.
Are you, like, a where's my hug drink no, type beat?
No, but I'm not like a little side hug.
No,
I'm respectful though. If someone has a girlfriend, I'll give them a side hug. But like, if
you're a good like depth hugger,
yeah,
it's the vibe.
When I hug you, I mean it, and you know. Yeah.
If you get just the okay,
yeah, hey,
just the shoulder tap, and then you're done.
The little dab up real quick, you know?
No, really though. I mean,
so.
Do you think you're a good boyfriend?
I think so. I think I'm very, like... Which, I guess, I, in this day and age, I can definitely see it as being one of my downfalls. That I'm too much of a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type of person, like, open the door for you, kind of... Like, car door for you, buy things. You know, give you that, like, genuine, like, love and affection kind of thing. I might, like, and you'll know it, like, I might not buy you, like, super expensive stuff, but, like, I'll show you that, like, with, like, thoughtful, like, things, like, thoughtful gifts and thoughtful, like, experiences and memories and everything like that. That's how I'll kind of show you. I'm not gonna, like, I'll Uber you or Uber Eats you something or something, yeah. But, like, I probably won't get you, like, a Gucci bag, like, right off rip.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, as, like, an anniversary or, like, birthday gift, like, later down the road, I'll get you, like, a Gucci bag something. Or something. But, like, you'll know. I would say I'm very good. I'm a very good boyfriend. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No, I feel like you would be. I feel like you'd probably be like Tanner. Because Tanner is, like, I'm a fucking nightmare. I'm gonna be so fucking for real. I'm a nightmare. He's gonna listen to this and be like, yup. Like, I'm a nightmare. I'm crazy. I threaten to stab him all the time and just be like, you know? Even though he doesn't do anything wrong. Like, he literally does absolutely nothing. He plays video games. There's no reason for me to be insane, but I just am.
You're really letting them intrusive thoughts win, huh?
Mm-hmm. But
Tanner, if you need help, you know, my number is...
No, really,
DM though. Me on Instagram. I got you.
No, really. He's the person that, like, if he punched me or something, people would be like,
yeah, she deserved it.
Yeah, no, really. They, honestly, she'd be talking. Like,
she wanted it.
No, really, though.
Background Tanner did not punch me.
No, literally. Background, he did not beat my ass. But, like, he's just one of those people that, like, buys me anything I could possibly want, mm-hmm. opens my door for me, comes, like,
yeah.
carries all my groceries.
Yeah.
Does, like, I want for nothing. I'm spoiled. That's mm-hmm. fine. I don't know. I feel like girls, like, they think it's, like, hot that, like, their boyfriend of all people mm-hmm. doesn't give a fuck about them. That is so wild to me. Tanner thinks that, like, he's like, wow, I'm proud of you for doing the bare fucking minimum of, like, yeah. my homework. I don't understand how your boyfriend tells you basically he hates you every day. And you're just like, oh, babe, don't say that.
No, but, I mean, yeah, personally, I think I'm decent. Maybe there's more I could do. Maybe there's not, whatever. I mean, there's not much else to it.
Yeah.
I'm a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
No, that's a humble brag.
I feel like you just need to find the Uh-oh. Right girl. I feel like you just...
Thanks for that advice.
Well, because not even, like, one of those people that's, like... Because my biggest pet peeve is when I would tell, like, my friends that were in relationships, mm-hmm. like, you know, I really wish I had somebody. And they would be like, well, you just gotta find somebody. I'm like, okay, you've been in a happy relationship for 2 years. Die. You don't know. You don't know how the trenches. We're in the fucking trenches out here. But I feel like you need to, maybe you need to go after a different type of girl.
Oh, okay. I will say this though. I was thinking about this. No, first off.
Oh. Why?
We'll get to that in a second. But first off, I do think that I want to start, like, meeting people in person, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So, like,
it's hard.
It is hard nowadays. I don't even want to say it, but, like, someone, like, at a bar or, like, work or, like, just anything like that, you know, that, like, that kind of place where I can, like,
an organic meet cute.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not necessarily looking for it, but I would like that, because then they could see, like, my true personality, how wild I could be, or, like, stuff like that.
Honestly, it helped that Tanner and I didn't actually date in person for, like, 3 months.
Really?
Like, we FaceTime and texted because it was during COVID.
See, even FaceTime, you could see, like, my first.
Yeah,
but, like,
and it was better because when we hung out the first time, we talked for, like, hours.
And it's
because
not awkward, it was like, because you already know the person. Yeah.
So, but it depends, because I've also had it where, like, I would talk to someone for, like, 2 weeks and then we would go on a date and I have absolutely nothing to say to them.
Yeah.
Tanner, it's like I was talking to him for 3 months and I still had so much to talk to him about. Other people, I'm like...
Did you overshare with Tanner? In terms of, like, did you talk about, like, your family, your friends, all that kind of stuff?
So, yes. Tanner and I will say before we started dating, and I feel like this is a very important conversation to have.
Uh-oh.
me and him talked about, not with each other, but in general, like, if we wanted kids, if we wanted to get married, and, like, religion.
Oh, okay.
Even if it wasn't, like, it's not like he was, like, 2 months into us, like, talking, he was like, oh, I want to marry you. But he was just like, in life, I want to get married. Like, I want kids in life. Okay, and I was like, yeah, same. Because then we knew. Things
match up, kind of. Yeah,
because I feel like a lot of people, even, like, some people I know, they're, like, just finding out that, like, their boyfriend never wants to get married, and they're 5 years into it. And I'm like, did you guys not talk about, like, talk about any of that? Like, I mean, I was very upfront with Tanner about my mental health issues, because I'm like, that's going to affect you at some point that I have them. So I kind of gave him a little, like, disclaimer, like,
might stab you.
Just, like,
full circle right there,
might just
huh?
start crying. Don't know why, but... I feel like stuff like that is important to talk about, though.
Once you have those talks, it makes the relationship so much, like, easier. Like, you can talk to them about anything, you know? If you're, like, mature enough to have those talks. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because I don't know what I was about to say. But I went with my friend Omar to get a beer the other night. And, you know, we were talking about, like, what's going on in our love lives and all that kind of stuff. And we were talking, and apparently I've never told him my type. I mean, I've known this man for, like, 3 years. Apparently he didn't know my type. So I don't know if I told you my type, but what do you think my type is? If, like, not personally, like, look-wise. What's my type?
Light skin, not like light skin, like like in my head your type is light skin with like green eyes.
Okay, so I probably
like,
did
light
tell
colored
you.
Eyes.
No,
like
I
tan.
Did tell you probably,
but I think you told me this probably like you like
and it had a guy.
You said still Madison beer. Yes, yes, sir. Still Madison beer.
No, I told him. I'm like, you know what? Okay, tell me if this is, like, bad. But I told him, I'm like, I don't necessarily have a type. If I find you attractive, you're attractive to me. You know, kind of thing. Like, you can be black, Asian, Hispanic, white, anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything. If you're attractive, I'll date you. You know? And I'll like, continue things to your personality. But I told him that if this little, like, 5'3", 5'4", you know, tan girl with brunette hair, maybe curly a little bit, green eyes, came up to me, I'd fold.
I'd fold.
Play out. I would fold. And I would definitely need, like, a wingman to help me, because I'd be stuttering every single word.
Yeah. I feel like...
So I'm like, I cannot date someone like that, because I will have, like, I will literally just... I wouldn't be able to contain myself.
You're going to end up with that, though. Because even me,
I hope so.
I had a. You said I'm fucking trying.
Trying.
Because my type.
By the way, if you're 5'4", 5'3", green eyes, tan, curly
hit
hair.
Hit up Boozin' Bays at Jace, so I know to just skip past the message. I feel like my type is white guys with beards.
Yep. That explains it.
And it always has been, but with, like, dad bod, like, a dad bod and tattoos. Tanner.
Does Tanner have tattoos? Because that's the only thing.
No.
That's the only thing he's missing.
No, I know.
Well, he doesn't have a dad bod.
He doesn't have a dad bod.
No, he doesn't have a dad bod.
This is what pisses me off, actually. Me and him, he lost a lot of weight when he got a new job. Mm-hmm. And I hate that. Anybody who's in a relationship with a guy who lost weight, they're like, oh, my God, are you feeding him? Oh my God, he's so skinny. Basically looking at me like, hey, fatty, fatty, no friends. Like, your fiance's so skinny. I'm like, no, Lizzie. I didn't notice. But, like, that was consistently my type. And then I was like, I might end up with someone else. Didn't.
Totally, like, a 180 of, like, what you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So black dude with no beer.
No, I literally was like, well... No, most of my exes are white.
Okay.
All but, like... All white.
Do you have... Okay, do you have, like, no... Like, someone that you're, like, absolutely not?
For guys, like, no. I don't know. Well, obviously, yes, no now, because I'm engaged. But, so.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to incriminate you.
Yeah, no, really, Tanner's going to be like, okay, what the fuck?
Tanner, I'm doing it for you, dog.
No, really, so I'm trying to expose these hoes. But I feel like, overall, no. I'm very big on, like, if you can make me laugh. Like 10 out of 10. That was my favorite thing about Tanner, is that I thought he was funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
if I think you're funny, then I'm probably going to be in love with you. But, like.
That's so funny you say
so
that.
So it's really not look. It's mostly like you have to be able to be funny. Mm-hmm. I can't be fake laughing for 50, 60 years.
I feel that because I definitely. I remember in high school. I'll make this quick. But in high school, I remember I just wanted looks. So, like, all these, like, really popular girls, super attractive to me. I'm like, oh, it'd be so great to date them, whatever, you know? And then I think right out of high school, like, right, my first year in college, I had, like, a little thing with a very attractive girl. Very attractive. But she had no personality. And I was like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
The most attractive people, a lot of the times, have the personality of a fucking tree.
Yes.
It's so bizarre. I don't know if they just...
Because they get by on their looks.
Yes. I grew up fat, fat and ugly.
Yes.
And then I became funny as a result.
Yes.
And I had a good personality as a result.
And then once you get older, you have both now. You have, like, the attractiveness and you have the funny.
Then there's some people that they really try as they might.
Get on the ball.
No, because they're just going off their looks, and then they get older, and everyone hates them because they're insufferable.
Exactly. So now I'm willing to take a couple hits on looks to be with someone that has a stellar personality. Someone that can make me laugh. I value personality a lot more than what I did when I was younger. And I think that's just like a maturity thing also.
Because
growing.
I think once you get older, you realize, well, especially it's humbling after high school. You're like, I don't look like I did in high school. I thought I was, like, you know, for a lot of girls, it's like, I thought I was fat in high school. I am different now.
That's
but I feel like, yeah, I agree.
What? Oh, so you're saying I was a ugly ass
kid? No, like, I'm saying, like,
I was an ugly ass little band kid.
I hate that. Like, when you get older, you start to realize that, like, you're like, damn. In, like, when we're all 30, you're probably not going to look the best, and you're also going to suck, and I'm going to be stuck.
What is it called when you, like, look the best in your 30s, though? There's, like, a
30s?
Term. Yeah, there's, like, a term for it. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm hoping it goes up. It just keeps going up in here.
I'm going to have to look. I'm going to have to look at, because it's going to bother me. I'm not going to be able to sleep now because of that. Because
right now my peak is, like, third grade. So, like, I was cute as hell.
Yeah.
Cute as hell.
I got some pictures from when you were a little younger. If you want that to be the Instagram post for this podcast.
No, that was middle school and high school, though. That was tough. And after college. That's what I'm saying. Third grade, I peaked.
Okay.
On that note, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode and for supporting our new partnership. Make sure to subscribe to everywhere you listen to podcasts, and watch out for our TikToks that we've been posting.
Oh, they're pretty
more frequently. They're pretty fire.
I'm posting them. I'm making them. I'm posting them. This is, like, literally just blowing up my ego right now.
We call him CapCut King.
Yes, sir.
On the low.
Yes, sir.
But go like Jace's TikToks because he works hard on them.
Maybe if there's one that's not as funny, Madison made it. So look out for the. I'm kidding. They're going to be equally
as
funny.
On the next episode, we're going to talk about how Jace is still going on dates and I'm planning my wedding, but okay.
On the next episode, we're going to see how it goes when you talk and give a story, because...
Good one.
Thanks. I had a good comeback. I was like, oh, kind of lost it.
Yo, I fucking hate that. I can't. Anyway...
Yeah, look out for our TikToks.
Yeah.
Look out for us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And make sure that you listen to us on Friday, not Wednesday, because there will not be a podcast tomorrow.
Correct.
So please watch out for Friday.
No, really.
But other than that,
we are... signing off. We'll see you next time. Bye.